Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
TCL is a proud sponsor of the Score North Studios. TCL, America's fastest growing TV brand. It's Mackie and Judd with Rami.
With Rami.
Write that down.
Write that down.
I don't have a pencil.
Well, remember that.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
Yeah, it's time to write things down here on Mackie and Judd with Rami. No Mackie, no Judd. Manny Hill is here. Jonathan Harrison on the other side of the glass. I'm the Rami of the Mackie and Judd with Rami equation. Rami Makhlouf, to be exact. We'll check in to Twins camp with Derek Wetmore, our Twins reporter, at 5:20. Rep with Royce at 5:40. But every Friday at this time, we write things down. We make predictions. But before we get to the predictions, we hold each other accountable for past predictions. Usually, Mackie has it. Today, Jonathan Harrison will point guard our accountability session. Down. What do we have, Jonathan?
Write that down.
All right. So let's start off with Phil. Dirk Nowitzki, Dirk Nowitzki will be too old to finish the racks in the 3-point contest.
Wrong.
Was it wrong?
Yeah, he finished.
He finished. Josh Okogie, rising star MVP and score at least 30 points.
Did not happen.
Nope. He had Kat having a double-double in the All-Star game.
Not looking good for Phil.
He did, however, though, have the Wild will trade Charlie Coyle. And I don't have the applause sound effect.
Ding!
I don't
know what it is. When did he make that prediction?
It does not say.
Okay.
But I like the pick.
All right.
It's a good pick.
Okay. Is that how do you rank, like, if it's a single, a double, or like how do we do that? I'm still somewhat new to this game.
I think trading Charlie Coyle is
because slugging percentage factors into this too, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, okay. It does.
All right.
You know what? That's a tough. That's a tough one to predict.
Do we give him a double on
yeah,
that?
Yeah, maybe we'll give Phil a double
right.
on that.
Sounds good.
Okay, so then let's get on to Judd. He had one come off the board this week. Twins will have a payroll under $100 million to open the 2019 season.
Is it over $100 million now?
I think with Marwin, it is.
Oh, okay. Yep. All right.
Manny had a couple come off the board.
Mm-hmm. Not in a good way.
It was not good.
No. Dennis Smith Jr. will win the slam dunk contest. He will attempt a between the legs dunk.
Now, I will say this.
It's a part of it.
It doesn't. Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to say. Maybe if this should be like a hit by pitch or something. Like, I still get on base.
You bring that
because
up
he did.
I'm not making that.
Because
he did.
Trying to
come up with new designation. Stop it.
Because my guy, Dennis Smith Jr., did not win the dunk contest. In fact, he didn't do very well, even though he was one of the final two in the final round. But he did attempt a between the legs dunk.
How'd that go for him?
It did not go well. But my prediction was that he would attempt it. I even said last week that
he would attempt.
But yeah, it was a parlay. It was a parlay that's that true, he yeah. would win the slam dunk contest.
I should have just said he will attempt a between the legs dunk. That would have got me a double.
But you didn't. So you
Manny
were wrong.
Also had Seth Curry will win the 3-point contest.
Yeah, he didn't even get out of the first round. Mm. One of the lower scores.
He did say Cat will score at least 22 points in the All-Star game. But he, like Phil, did say the Wild will trade Charlie Coyle.
Mm-hmm. Well done.
Mm-hmm. It's a really long applause. Mm-hmm. 7 seconds. Jeez. Maybe I found the wrong one. Now on to me. I'm not happy about this. Although I'm contesting my batting average.
What is up with you guys today?
That I got right earlier in the year. That
which is
keep
what?
Forgetting. I don't know. I'm going to have to go back and find this.
You don't know what it is?
No, I know for sure I got one right.
Strong
and it bothers
argument,
me every
dude.
Time he brings it up.
Okay. Wait, but you don't know what it is?
No, I know I have one. I just don't remember.
But you just
exactly.
don't know what it yes, is.
I'm going to go find it. I will find it this weekend. I will have it next Friday, and okay. I will have the drop.
All right.
I'll have to go back and listen to the archives.
Yep. Thankfully, they're all readily available.
I know one that you might have hit on today, actually. Was a two-parter. You said that the Patriots will beat the Rams in the Super Bowl, which they did. And you said that they will be accused of cheating before week one. Robert Kraft kind of cheated on his significant other. I don't know if we give that one to Jonathan or not. We probably have to wait.
We'll have to bring it up.
We'll have to wait for Mackie and Judd to come back and take it to the
That's
judges.
That's an interesting one, though. Yeah.
I mean,
you want to keep filling so I don't have to go over the ones that I got wrong? I'm okay
Absolutely
with
not. But okay. you didn't specify what kind of cheating we were talking
I
about.
Did not.
That's true.
He has been accused of cheating on his significant other in maybe the worst way possible.
So I said Josh Okogie would be the MVP of the Rising Stars game.
That didn't happen.
It's not going to happen. Mm-mm. I also did say Manny Machado and Bryce Harper will still be free agents on March 1st.
Also did not happen.
Came close. Closer than I thought it would.
Let's get to the good stuff now.
Rami.
Yes, sir.
By next week, Bryce Harper or Manny Machado will sign.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Good job. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Congratulations.
There's another one, too.
There is.
There was an addendum later on after news broke of Marwin Gonzalez signing with the Twins.
You got two hits.
I said that Marwin Gonzalez, or not that Marwin Gonzalez would sign with the Twins, but that the Twins would sign a major league free agent before camp was up.
There we go.
And he did. He is indeed a major league free agent.
The listeners had nothing come off the board, so the current batting averages are Judd 333. Mackie, 273. Rami, you're hitting a solid 250.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Now you're at 400.
I'm at 400 now.
You're leading.
Yes, sir.
Wow, leading.
Ted Williams style.
That's right. 400. I'm going to keep it above 400. Rest of the
Manny,
season.
Manny, you're at 200. I'm still contesting mine, so it's not zero.
I like it.
Zero, and listeners are at zero right now as
All right. Let's get started with this week's Write That Down predictions. We'll go.
I don't have a pencil.
Well, remember that then.
We'll go around the horn. Manny, you can lead things off this week and write that down. Is somebody writing these down, by the way?
I can write them down.
Let's write that down. Somebody should write them down. Please do, Jonathan. Thank you.
Marwin Gonzalez will play at least six different positions for the Twins in 2019.
I like it.
Write that down.
I like it. All right. Jonathan, you want to go next?
Hold on. Still writing.
All right.
All right.
Write that down. I don't have a pencil.
Well, remember that then.
For my first one after that signing, the Twins will win the AL Central this
season.
Wow.
All right. That's a bold prediction. If that happens, that's a solid triple, if not a home run.
Okay.
Write that down.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
Ooh, your sound's up.
Will be that Hulu will pick up all the Marvel series canceled by Netflix. Except for Iron Fist. That's part dream, part prediction. That Hulu will pick up all the canceled Marvel series by Netflix, except for Iron Fist. I don't know if you guys watch any of those.
I do. Okay. I was thinking about doing this. I'm like, I don't know. Should I do a non-sports one? But I like it. I like it a lot.
My other two are sports related. Did you watch The Punisher, the most recent season of The Punisher?
I haven't gotten
to
it yet. I still haven't gotten to the most recent season of Daredevil. I just haven't had the time.
The ending of Punisher was a little bit disappointing. I'm not going to spoil anything, but it was disappointing for me personally.
Okay.
Manny, what's your second write that down prediction?
Write it down. You like writing things down.
Karl Anthony Towns will play tonight and get a double-double.
Will play tonight. And we'll get a double-double.
And he'll get the double-double.
Car accident and all.
Yes.
All right.
I think he will play tonight and he will get a double-double. Why will he get the double-double? They will be playing the New York Knicks, the worst team in the NBA.
I wouldn't want to sit that one out. Like me, 5'8" Rami Makhlouf sitting here today wouldn't want to sit out against the New York Knicks. I don't see why Karl Anthony Towns would want to. Jonathan, prediction number two for write that down.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
All right. So after earlier this week's incident with his shoe blowing out, Zion Williamson will not play another game for Duke.
Ooh.
He will sit out the rest of the season.
I think he will.
Yeah, I think if that's right, Jonathan should get a home run for that.
For sure.
I think Zion will play this year.
I'll be disappointed if he doesn't play any games in the final.
Because that means we won't get to see him at the Final Four.
That's what I was just going to say.
Here in Minneapolis, but
that might be my only chance to see Zion Williamson play in college. I mean, I'll see him play in the NBA, but my only chance to see him play in college.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
Last week, I predicted that the Twins would sign a major league free agent before the end of spring training. This week, I will predict that the Twins will sign another major league free agent before the end of spring training, in addition to Marwin Gonzalez. I have a guy in mind, but you know what? They're gonna sign Craig Kimbrell. I'm just going to take it one step further.
Wow,
the Twins are
right.
going to sign Craig Kimbrell before spring is up.
Want to take it a step further and give us terms of the contract?
No, I'm just going to say Craig Kimbrell will be a Twin before spring is over.
All right.
Yep.
Okay.
Manny, your third and final write that down prediction.
Third and final one. It's NBA related. The Los Angeles Lakers will make the playoffs, led by LeBron James, and they will push the Golden State Warriors to 6 games in the first round.
Hold on. Give me that again.
The Los Angeles Lakers will make the playoffs.
All right.
As an 8 seed.
Okay.
And they will push the Golden State Warriors to 6 games in the first round.
I buy that. I think LeBron is, when LeBron is, you know, in, what did he say? Playoff mode activated? Didn't he say that?
He said his playoff mode is now activated.
When LeBron activates things, I think he single-handedly can take on the Golden State Warriors and give them a good fight. Not win the series, but give them a good fight. We've already seen that for 4 straight years now with the Cleveland Cavaliers. And this,
right.
this Lakers roster is not worse than some of those Cavaliers rosters that he's played with. I think the only reason why
the Cavs were swept last year was because LeBron broke his hand punching a whiteboard after J.R. Smith forgot the game situation in game one.
I forgot about that. The old whiteboard. The whiteboard did it. Jonathan?
I had this sort of come off the board this week. So I'm going to bring back half of it.
You're going to put it back on the board? Can you do that? Okay.
Bryce Harper, by the time we do this segment next week, will still not have signed a major league contract.
Really?
Wow.
Yep.
Funny that that should be your write that down prediction this week, because my third and final write that down prediction.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
Last week, I said Manny or Bryce Harper would have a home by the time we did this segment today. By the time we do this segment next Friday, Bryce Harper will have a baseball team. So Jonathan and I in direct contradiction when it comes to our write that down prediction. Somebody's going to have a hit. Somebody's going to have a strikeout. That's Write That Down for this week on Mackie and Judd with Rami. You can write things down and send them to us at SKOR North, or you can email them into the show as well. And we keep track of listeners' Write That Down predictions as well. So you will be held accountable. Real quick, we have a few minutes before the break. Do we not? I think we have a few minutes before the break. Do you even know, and I'm going somewhere with this that's somewhat sports related, if you're listening, don't turn off your radio. Manny, do you understand what's going on with this Jussie Smollett thing?
Oh, yes.
Okay, can you please fill me in? Because the whole thing, and I've watched things about it, I've read things about it, and it still doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Did this dude, and I'm giving you the short version of it, did he stage an attack on himself to raise his profile and get a raise on the TV show that he works on? Is that what happened here?
No, he did it to bring attention to, like, he basically said that it was a hate crime.
Right.
That it was, he alleged that it was done by people who support the president and that they were wearing Make America Great Again hats, and that he was basically attacked in an area of Chicago, in a Chicago neighborhood. And then, of course, later on, they discovered that he basically had orchestrated it and cut two brothers, like a check for like $3,500 or something like that to orchestrate this.
So he staged a fake attack to bring attention to real issues.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. No, okay.
Yes, he did. Yes.
It doesn't make any more sense to me now than it did before. And it doesn't make sense to Charles Barkley either, who was on fire last night on Inside the NBA on TNT. This was so good. Do we have
Ernie,
it?
What's the most ridiculous one over there that's still living that you would say has no chance of happening?
They have possible NBA outcomes up on the board.
Black guy up.
That's Shaq, who's absolutely lost it.
Shaq's just losing it.
It's not on here, man. The Clippers, well, the Clippers will not make the playoffs. And
What kind of hats they had on, Chuck?
I think that's probably it.
Okay.
The Lakers will not make the playoffs. The Kings will is the latest edition. Go ahead, Kenny. I can't believe you, Chuck.
You're paying with cash. Chuckster. You're paying with cash or you write him a check, Chuck. Never break America.
Chuckster. How?
America. Let me just tell you something.
What's that?
Do not commit crimes with checks. Come on, man. You cannot. If you're gonna break the law, do not write a check.
Cause you're writing a check, then what? You're behind cash.
Yo, man, you cannot
cash up.
Hey, get cash, man. I never used an ATM. Now you can only. I heard you can only get $200 out of
Charles.
$500.
Charles, stop, literally.
About to make a lot of stop to the ATM. But you said, Chuck, America.
America.
I love when Chuck talks to America when he looks right into the camera.
I cannot believe that we completed, we touched them all right there. Circle the bag.
Hey, he just said he
touched every pillow.
He just said the Lakers would make the playoffs. Jesse said that.
America. Hey, Jack, don't commit.
And all while this is going on, too, they've got a picture up of Jesse Smollett.
You should have been. That's what I'm in Liam Neeson neighborhood. You could have solved all your best, bro.
That's the best line right there.
Yeah, and if you don't know about the Liam Neeson situation, yeah, I mean, you can
do
Google that too. But they actually, later on in the show, they actually went in, they were talking about, you know, guys in the NBA sitting out for injuries and things like that, and this is what they
Oh, there was more? That was the only part of it that I saw. Oh, outstanding.
There's more of it. Here's what I've got to.
You can't put a false report of a guy being injured and he's not injured. You have to have an actual excuse. That's an NBA rule. Oh. I think an NBA rule, if you
what
come out with
say?
A... You can't put a false report of saying someone is hurt and they're not.
What'd you say, Chuck?
Bogus. And while this is going on, one of the producers put up a fake check on the screen, a fake $3,500 check on the screen.
Looks to me like a good time to take a break.
Oh, man.
Dude, I don't say this about a lot of people.
All right.
Because it's not an easy thing to do, but Charles Barkley could be a stand-up comedian and a really, really good one.
And really all he has to do is just go up there and just be himself.
Or
just start talking.
Or I think he could, and like maybe just do like a half hour after Inside the NBA. I want a half hour Charles Barkley late night talk show. Like that's
I think
it'd be so awful that it's good.
This is different from what you guys are talking about, but yeah. I think we may have the quickest reaction to a write that down.
Oh, really?
This from ESPN notification. Karl Anthony Towns is not playing tonight. Right. He is in the concussion protocol. That was amazing.
Right below the 200 mark I go, just that quickly.
Did you say he's in concussion protocol?
Yes, according to ESPN, Cat is out versus the Knicks. Karl Anthony Towns is in concussion protocol and will not play Friday night.
And that will be the first. This will be the first missed game of his career.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's never missed a game up to this point. So,
well, that kind of sucks. But going back to my conspiracy theory to start the show, which is just go ahead and shut Karl Anthony Towns down for the rest of the season. Use this as an opportunity to really tank this thing. Concussions can linger, and you can't really dispute if a guy's concussion is lingering. If you're the league and you have your suspicions,
I almost want to throw in a last second write that down here, but I'm not going to do it.
We'll hit a quick break. We don't have time for that last second write that down, Manny, because Derek Wetmore is standing by from Twins camp in Fort Myers, Florida. We'll talk about the Marwin Gonzalez signing, what it means for Williams Astudillo, and much, much more. That's next on Mackie and Judd with Rami on Score North on 1500 and scorenorth.com.
Purple Daily.
Football has been my love and passion my entire life.
Find out what's happening with the Purple and talk about it.
You and I are not on the same page.
That's what makes this more fun.
Breaking it down.
Do I think that is the Vikings' long-term solution a quarterback to a problem in this town that's been a problem for a long, long time? Absolutely not.
Because the Vikings are on your mind all the time, not just during the season.
Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take that all day.
I'm not surprised. Football wins. Football always wins, right?
Purple Daily on Score North. ScoreNorth.com.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Oops. Ball hit well to the left center field. All the way back, Trout looking up. This ball's gone!
Margo with a slam.
Now it's time for me to talk. Astros Radio Network on the call. This is Mackie and Judd with Rami on 1500 and at scorenorth.com. No Mackie, no Judd. Manny Hill alongside for the ride, though, and Jonathan on the other side of the glass. And joining us now on the show to talk about that man, Marwin Gonzalez, and all things Twins. You can find his five thoughts on Marwin Gonzalez at scorenorth.com right now. He's our Twins reporter, Derek Wetmore. Derek, how are you this afternoon?
Doing great. Busy Twins day, and that makes for a fun day of spring training here, Rami.
Weather report in Fort Myers. Torture us.
Weather report. I think we are down into the...
No, we can skip that part.
No, mid to low 70s, Jonathan. I just got a photo for you. You should have seen the sun setting. It's just a purple skies.
Okay, that's
I'll text it to you, Jonathan.
Right, no, that's really enough. Hoping Burnley win tomorrow, then.
Why you got to bring soccer into this?
Yeah, why would you bring soccer into it?
Do that all the time. Get used to it, Rami.
Derek, I said earlier on the show, and like I said, folks can get your five thoughts on Marwin Gonzalez at scorenorth.com. I understand there is a five thoughts podcast coming soon as well. I'm sure Marwin Gonzalez will be discussed in that. I like the signing from the standpoint that he's a good player. He's a very versatile player. And I think as a guy who's been to the mountaintop with the Astros, a great influence for that clubhouse. What scares me about the Marwin Gonzalez signing is what it might mean for Williams Astudillo. What does it mean for yes. Williams Astudillo? That has to be where I start.
Means he's on roster watch. So alert Rami Makhlouf and alert Mother Astudillo, I think, as Thad Levine coined it the other day. The two people that are pulling hardest for him to make the 25-man roster are Rami and his mother. Both of those people got to be on alert right now. I do think this calls into question if he makes the club, but he wouldn't be the first person that I would shove off the roster to make room for a Marwin Gonzalez. Somebody I'd be a little bit more nervous would be Tyler Austin, who is a quality hitter, tons of power, came over from the Yankees last year, performed fairly well for the Twins, but as a guy who plays first base and is a hitter first, that roster spot starts to it's tough to defend from my perspective. I think Marwin's a guy who's going to play all over the place. CJ Krohn's probably still your starting first baseman, so the rest of the bench gets a little tight, especially if and when they have to go to 13 pitchers, Rami. For now, I would say your guy Williams Astudillo is safe, but there's no sure things in spring training.
Derek, how good is Marwin Gonzalez? Because we were the end of last hour, we were going through some of his statistics over the last handful of years with the Astros, and obviously he was a big part of that 2017 World Championship team, and he played really well for them that year. Which Marwin Gonzalez do you think the Twins are expecting here? Are they expecting the 2017 Marwin Gonzalez that had a pretty high batting average and hit 23 home runs, drove in 90, or is the Marwin Gonzalez that we've seen probably more of a sample size of in the other years surrounding that, more likely the guy that they're going to see?
Yeah, he was amazing for them in 2017. Yeah. 300, I think it was 303. He had a decent on base and plenty of pop. You mentioned the 23 homers. That's in addition to playing left field, playing third base, shortstop, second base. He could play some first base if you need him to, I think. He was really one of their unsung heroes on that World Series team. Now, 2018, not quite the same year. He did fill in at short when Correa got hurt, filled in at second base when Altuve got hurt. He was still a flexible, versatile guy, but the batting line wasn't quite there. So what I do in a situation like that, when a guy has a pop-up year, and then you're not really sure what to expect going forward, I try to stretch back three seasons. So I did that today, Manny. 2016 to 18, Marwin Gonzalez had really similar lines to what we've seen from these other guys that you might be familiar with. I used weighted on base average, and from 16 to 18, Marwin Gonzalez was pretty similar to Joe Mauer, Miguel Sano, CJ Krohn, and Eddie Rosario. So it's tough to just picture the past 3 years, but if you want to say, like, what are you expecting of him in 2019, I would look to Joe Mauer over the past 3 years and say, okay, just figure that out in your head, and once you've got that number, that's about what I'm expecting from this guy. And there's tons of value in that for someone who can play third, short, second, maybe some first, and either corner outfield spot. I'm not expecting to be an awesome hitter in Marwin Gonzalez, but he's a pretty good hitter who has tons of positional flexibility.
And are we just assuming that he'll be that Swiss Army knife type of guy, or do you think there's a chance that he finds at least somewhat of an everyday spot somewhere on the field with the Twins?
Well, coming into this winter, I thought he'd find a starting job somewhere. I didn't think necessarily that would be in Minnesota, but that's what I wrote about in my Five Thoughts column today. I said, there's one way that you could use him, which is just back up everybody. He's your super utility on the bench. But then I explored some other avenues that the Twins could take just for the sake of writing a column and experimenting with that stuff. What if he started at third base, Rami, and bumped Miguel Sano over to first base? CJ Cron goes to the bench, and there's sort of a ripple effect there. But you could do that any number of ways. You could say the same thing about what if he started in left field, and how does that chain reaction affect the rest of the 25-man roster? So I had some fun with that on the website today, but I do think that the most likely outcome, the most likely possibility, given that he's signing after spring training began, is that everybody else holds their spots like you'd expect on the position player side, and that he's sort of the backup at every single position, sort of that super sub off of the bench.
Where is his best position with the glove? We know he can play just about everywhere, and last year he played every position for the Astros except catcher, and he didn't pitch. But where is he at his best with the glove, do you think?
You know who he reminds me of, Manny, is Eduardo Escobar. And I think the same thing of both of these guys. Third base is the one that you cringe the least at. I don't think Marwin Gonzalez is a gold glove fielder, but I think he's a solid fielder at each of those positions. I like him in the infield better than the outfield, just from what I've seen. But as I said earlier today, I mean, I'm not a professional scout. I just watch baseball and talk about it on the radio. I do think that he has something to add as a third baseman. He's probably a little stretched at shortstop, but you could say the same thing about Jorge Polanco.
Yeah.
And then second base, I think you're just going to give all the playing time to Jonathan Scope and be happy with what you get production-wise there. So where's he at his best? I'd say it's probably either third or second, where you can sort of hide him a little bit more. But the fact that he's not an embarrassment at any of those spots, he's, put it this way, he's probably a better outfielder than Williams Astudillo, and they counted on that guy in the outfield a little last year. Sorry, Rami, I didn't mean to offend your guy.
It's all right. I just won't talk to you anymore, Derek.
Thank you very much. That's Wetmore from Fort Myers.
He's brought to you by Shane Company, your friend in the diamond business.
Right.
Derek, what other news and notes do you have from camp yet? Have they played baseball yet? I'm having
tomorrow,
trouble.
Tomorrow, baby.
All right.
That's the big news, I would say, is that Saturday is their first game. They're going to open here at Hammond. I'm standing in the press box looking out over the field. They are going to open. That's the second game of the season. It's a weird split squad matchup for the first game of the season. A weird schedule quirk, but they're going to open on the road in Sarasota, technically. Rocco Baldelli is going to be up there to manage his first game as a major league manager, and then about halfway through, he's going to get in the car and drive back from Sarasota down to Fort Myers to manage the first home game against his longtime employer, the Tampa Bay Rays. That's what I'm looking forward to this weekend as we start to sort through these pitching ranks, who's going to make the bullpen, what's the rotation looking like. We start to get those answers once real games begin, and that starts tomorrow.
Derek, what's your sense on any more moves this team might make before we get into the teeth of spring training? Or do you think they're done with the Marwin Gonzalez deal, or do you think there's maybe one other addition that they could potentially make?
I'd say there's, let me put a percentage on it. I don't think it's assured that they're done, but I think it's like a 70% chance that this is it. These are the 60 players that they are going through spring training with, and they'll make their decisions from here. They will have to make a 40-man move to make Marwin, so I'll be curious to look at the sort of the bottom of the 40-man and see who gets the boot on that. But in terms of adding somebody else, I could still see somebody making sense. Like, would you add a Dallas Keuchel to the starting rotation if the price was right?
He tweeted about Marwin Gonzalez today and how much he misses him.
He said, I miss him, and I'll continue to miss him as he's playing for another team. So either Dallas Keuchel tipping his hand that he's not coming to the Twins, or just a nice sentiment when he saw his buddy sign somewhere. The other one that we've talked about a lot is Craig Kimbrel. Would that make sense to add that to this bullpen right now? I don't think that the Twins have decided that we are 100% finally finished once Marwin Gonzalez joins the fold. But I do think that if the season started tomorrow and this was their roster, I know they'd feel pretty comfortable about it.
You know him from Touch 'Em All. He's got a Five Thoughts podcast coming soon at scorenorth.com. And wherever you download podcasts, just search Score North Twins on those outlets and go to scorenorth.com right now to get his Five Thoughts column on the signing of Marwin Gonzalez. He's our Twins reporter. Derek Wetmore is brought to you by Shane Company, your friend in the diamond business, and he joins us live from Twin Spring Training in Fort Myers, Florida. Eternally jealous, Derek Wetmore. Enjoy your time down there, my friend.
All right, thanks, Rami. I'll send you a picture.
Don't.
Well, that's a good point. See you, got Derek. Me. See you guys.
Thanks, Derek. I don't need to see that. Nobody needs to see that.
I kind of want to see it, though.
And maybe I think I blocked this out of my memory. Did somebody send a picture, Jonathan, you would know, of a shirtless Patrick Royce from Twins camp?
Oh, you've never seen this?
I believe Derek.
I think
Derek
it's somehow.
That's from like a handful of years ago.
Okay. It came across.
Just sort of sitting back.
Yeah,
like,
it came across my timeline for some reason. I don't know why, like a week ago.
That is a legendary picture.
I don't know that I've ever scrolled so fast. These are things I
know. No, that
these
was in an email, so you still have it somewhere in your emails.
Oh, it was in an email. Yes, and I scrambled for the delete button as quickly as I could possibly find that. I don't need to see Fort Myers, Florida, and I certainly don't need to see Patrick Royce with his shirt off in Fort Myers, Florida.
You'll have to ask him about that when we wrap.
I do like talking with Patrick Royce, rapping with Royce, if you will. We'll do that next on Mackie and Judd with Rami. No Mackie, no Judd. I'm Rami. Manny's here. Jonathan's here, and we're back right after this on Score North on 1500 and ScoreNorth.com. What's the difference between a accident and a traffic incident, Jonathan? Is there a difference?
The reporting system doesn't know what it is yet.
Okay.
So.
All right. Nobody took a gun out, did they?
I don't think so. I haven't heard any news of that.
Okay.
Happening
Let's
again.
Hope not.
Every day we wrap up the show by rapping with Royce, Patrick Royce, that is, who you can hear on the Royce on Baseball and Royce Unchained podcast at scorenorth.com, and he joins us now. Hello, Patrick. How are you this evening, sir?
Don't be questioning a veteran traffic reporter like Jonathan. He learned at the feet of Kenny Olsen.
Well, I learned at the feet of Kenny Olsen, Pat.
Once I cured him of reporting a 3-minute delay, we've been just fine.
Well, then I followed that up with an 83-minute delay, so I think I learned quite well.
Just to make you happy, Pat.
That's worth mentioning. 83 minutes. 3 minutes is not worth mentioning.
Now, Pat, we have to get the timeline right. Now, I learned at the feet of Kenny Olsen, and then Jonathan then learned from me, which was nothing at all. He didn't learn anything from me at all. He learned what not to do in traffic updates. So.
Yes, yes. Don't report 3-minute delays. Got to be over 10, else it ain't worth mentioning. So. Yes.
Pat, your thoughts on Marwin Gonzalez signed by the Twins?
I'm all in. Let's do it here. And I just talked to my good friend Richard Justice in Houston. He's a lovable chap. Altuve's best buddy, and A.J. Hinch said there is something great about coming to the ballpark every day knowing you got a guy who can play any position. And he declined some last year, but he's still, when you look at a utility player, those were still dang good numbers that he had. I think the rest just got spoiled because, 23 and 80 something in 2017. But I'm surprised. I think a lot of people in Houston are surprised they didn't bring him back. But he'll be 29 here pretty soon. They got him. Apparently nobody wanted to go 3 years, huh? Because the word was that he was waiting for 3 years, and there were six or seven teams willing to offer him two. And maybe the Twins put a couple extra million in the pot that other teams weren't. But two for 21 seems like numbers the Astros should have paid, don't you think? I'm surprised.
Are you worried what this means for our guy Willie?
No. I think Adrianza is going to start the season on the DL. He's got a bad shoulder. He's only batting from one way of the plate, and I think he's probably not going to open the season. I think the time to start worrying about Willie is after making a sacred vow on March 28th that they're going to have 12 pitchers, when they go to 13 about April 10th will be when we could start getting nervous about Willie. But I think he's in good shape right now. But who knows? These guys do weird things. They started for no apparent reason their first year here. Remember, they started with 13 pitchers coming right out of spring training. And which was extremely odd. And, you don't know what they're thinking there. What you see, it's not like the old days about, okay, this is the opening day roster, 25 guys. Wait 4 days, it might be different. So, the concept now is you use the entire 40-player roster. You know, maybe you got a couple of kids on that 40-man roster that you're not going to promote during the course of the year. But they basically use the whole 40-man roster now. So, but Willie will, the one thing that could hurt him is he does have options. So, but I think he'll open the season. You know what? You got some fantastic versatility here now, don't you? You have Gonzalez, who can play anywhere, and yeah. Willens, who can play anywhere, right?
Yeah, well,
maybe not shortstop. I don't know.
Well, you know what? If Willie spent some time out in center field, then anything can happen. You know, I mean, you never know.
I don't. Well, he was signed as a shortstop, as a matter of fact. Now that I bring it up, he's still experienced. That was 100 pounds ago, but he was signed as a shortstop. So he was 5'8" and 160, and now he's 5'8" and 260. So no, I don't think he's 260. I'd say. What do you think? 240, maybe?
240? 240, yeah. That looks about right. In 240.
Yeah, I think he lost 5 or 6 pounds, but then he did play all winter. You know, when he goes to play the Venezuelan Winter League, he plays every game. He played 51 games, and then he was in the playoffs. He gets 200 at bats in the Venezuelan Winter League. Unlike most guys, maybe play 2-3 weeks. He needs the money, so.
Pat, we talked with Wetmore last segment, and he mentioned that a strong spot for Gonzalez in the field would be a third base. And, you know, maybe a few times this year, the Twins may move Miguel over to first base and have Marwin play some third, and, you know, the domino effect after that and everything. But how many times do you think we might see that scenario this year?
Oh, I think you'll see it once in a while. It depends on what Miguel is doing. You know, it would be if Miguel was if he's hitting, you know, that then you'll keep him in the lineup, and if Nelson Cruz is hitting, you'll keep him in the lineup. I think he'll go over and play first base with some regularity if he's hitting, if he's a threat. If he's not, he might take 2 days a week off. I don't know, but this is it is interesting though. I mean, the roster get a little crowded now here, right? This kind of adds to it. And
depth, they've got depth.
They do have depth, and I just keep getting worried that the Polats think they can buy a pennant. That makes me very nervous. I just
they ain't cheap Polats no more.
They are now number 9 in free agent money spent this offseason. Now, if Harper signs with the Phillies, I got a hunch the Phillies will pass them. But they've while everybody's been whining, they've done fine. They've helped themselves. I think one thing you could see here eventually is that somebody, like the second baseman that they signed, if he's not doing, if they could move him, if Gonzalez is playing well and Sano looks good, and, you're 2-3 months into the season, and I keep mispronouncing this guy's name. What are we, it's not Scoop. What do we call
Scope.
It?
Scope. Scope. Jonathan Scope.
Scope.
Yes, sir.
Scope, if he's got any value to him, he could get moved. I don't know, but I think when they signed him, they had no idea that a guy like Marwin Gonzalez would be available at a decent price. So, I like the kid a lot, though. I mean, I had the MVP ballot in 2017, and I voted him 9th. He was fantastic. He had a great year in 2017. And, as I said, I talked to Richard Justice. He reminded me that he hit the biggest home run in Astros history when he took Kenley Jansen deep.
That's right.
A ninth inning of Game 2. If the Dodgers win that game, Houston is in big trouble. So,
Manny Machado was formally introduced as a Padre today, and he said, quote, "I like the game plan from ownership to front office, to the coaching staff, to the players." My question, Pat, is what the hell is the game plan for the Padres?
Well, they're
going to get him.
The farm system is loaded, They supposedly have one of the top two farm systems. Now, that's happened before. How about the game plan for this time for the Padres to be, give it 3 years instead of go out and sign everybody, and then when you don't win, get rid of everybody the next year, like they've done about three different times. When were they spending money the last time? About 8 years ago, right? They brought in a bunch of guys, and it didn't work right away.
Well, it was whenever they went and got Matt Kemp, right? When was it that they got Matt Kemp and went and got a bunch of guys?
Yeah, and then they gave up after 20 minutes. So that's why they've done it down. The other thing I love is when people talk about, well, it's a small market. Okay, you got Mexico to the south. You got the ocean to the west. You got the mountains, the desert to the east, and you got L.A. to the north. But it's the sixth biggest city in the United States, isn't it? I think it's six now. It's not exactly a small market, and plus you got it all to yourself. There's no other pro team in town at the major league level. There's no excuse for the Padres not to own that town. But I don't even think they got a soccer team there, do they?
I wouldn't know. Jonathan would know.
Do they got an MLS team, Jonathan?
I think he just shook his head no. Right? Is that right?
They don't have an MLS team, but they have an indoor soccer team that has Landon Donovan on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not even kidding. He came out of retirement to play.
Back when we, 40 years ago, when we had an indoor soccer team in town here,
yeah,
I took my kids to a game once. It took them 5 years to forgive me. they rarely spoke to me for the next 5 years. Indoor soccer is the silliest excuse for a sporting event I've ever seen. But that's just me.
Patrick, we have about 2 minutes left. In the last segment, as we were wrapping up with Wetmore, I don't know how it came up, but about a week ago, a picture ended up in my email inbox of you with your shirt off in Fort Myers, Florida, and I couldn't find the delete button fast enough, sir. No offense to you personally.
This was
about
4 years ago.
Yeah, I was told there was a story behind it.
My man boobs were not quite as large as they are today. I don't think you're going to see them. But Chip Scoggins was down here, and we're sitting out in left field. And I said, okay, I'm going to take my shirt off and we'll break the internet here. Take this picture here. And then we did pretty well. We did a lot of business on it. But then the guy got the, did the photoshopping of it. It's fantastic. I got the cigarette and the drink and the man's ear and all the good stuff on it. That one's the one that gets retweeted more us. But it was done intentionally. It was not a casual photo. It was let's stir them up back home. The only trouble is, when I die one of these next years, I hope they don't run it with my opiate. That wouldn't be too good.
You want to be remembered, Pat?
That was not. But, yeah, I suppose I would. If people know the context, that I was just agitating them, then I'm fine with it. By the way, the gopher problem in basketball continues to be the one I identified about a month ago.
Which is?
They're pretty good, except when the other team guards them. When the other team guards them, they suck. What is wrong with a guy? A mere coffee. Oof, 2 out of 14. That is not good. So they lose at Rutgers. Goodbye, Ricky. It's all over.
Pat, we got to run. Bye, you can hear more of them on Royce Unchained at scorenorth.com and Royce on Baseball coming back soon. And that was Patrick Royce. He hung up before I could.
It's interesting because I'm not even sure the Gophers can score when nobody is guarding them, because there was the game, Rami, I don't know if you remember last year, there was the game where they were playing Alabama at some tournament in Brooklyn at the Barclays Center.
Yeah.
And Alabama ended up having guys foul out. They didn't have enough players, so it was like 5-on-4 or 5-on-3, and the Gophers still 5-on-3, and the Gophers still struggled.
We'll have a full squad after the weekend. You've been listening to Mackie and Judd with Rami, Score North on 1500 and ScoreNorth.com.